Okay, so you have the master there and the neophyte. Okay? I'm sort of a slave to a grade one band at the moment. So I'm not going to... I'm singing through these tunes, but I'm going to sort of do the opposite of what Malcolm said to do, is not look at the score. But having said that, I think one thing you start to understand when you learn piano and start to get a mastery of it is that principles that you apply in one tune are applicable in many others. So it's not like every tune you're having to learn something completely new template. Like as Malcolm was demonstrating with the Glen is Mine, Chisholm's Salute. You know, basically, the same sort of tune in a different key, weren't they? You know, when Malcolm started singing the Glen is Mine, and you know, thinking he was singing the Chisholm's, well, all he had to do is change key, and he was back on track. Now, fortunately, that doesn't happen to us on the bagpipe. You can't just sort of start in the wrong place. Well, you can, but they're not intentionally, of course. So, and you'll notice that when I sing a tune, my cantharac is a little different than Malcolm's. Malcolm's is a lot like what he got from Nickel and Brown, and mine isn't. You know, mine's sort of a Texas influence, cantharac. Yeah. So you'll hear differences in the way we sing these tunes, but not in the way we would play the tunes. Okay. So I'm going to start with a tune called McFarland's Gathering. Now, McFarland's Gathering is a tune very similar to another tune that's very well known called Too Long in This Condition. Has anyone heard that tune before? Okay. And Too Long in This Condition is supposed to be a McCrimmon tune, written by, I believe, Donald Moore McCrimmon when he was disrobed of his garments by the English in a battle and got all mad and wrote this tune. Well, McFarland's Gathering is very much the same melody. And so I would imagine, you know, being with an oral tradition, singing tunes and regional differences around the country, around Scotland, because, you know, it didn't take all but a valley or a set of hills to separate groups of people, that come from the same melody but took different tracks. McFarland's Gathering was a tune that was, I don't want to say introduced, but promoted by John McDougall Gillis, who was a great teacher and player at the turn of the 20th century, a little before that also, but you know, during that time period. And he taught, he was very influential with James or Archibald Campbell of Kilberry, as teacher of Robert Reed, who Malcolm mentioned, and he claimed this tune came from the area of Glendural. And so you can see from that, being from Glendural, it's got a common association melodically with Too Long in This Condition, but it might have just been that this melody got was known in different places and then developed into a piano in a different way than Too Long in This Condition. If I don't make sense, please tell me. So I'm going to try to sing. We'll give this a go. It's going to cut off my voice right now. But it's a beautiful tune. It's a little more developed in terms of variations than Too Long in This Condition, although I personally prefer Too Long in This Condition. But it's one of my favorite tunes. But this is still a very, very nice tune. Feel your Oh, all that melodic phrasing put into the tune that Malcolm was talking about. I don't know if you picked up on this, Malcolm, and then that was myself. When we're holding notes, when we're singing tunes and holding notes, what's happening to the voice? What are we doing with our voices? You ever pick up on that? We're getting louder. We're swelling the note. That's a very hard thing to do. You can't do that on bagpipe, can you? Right? But we do that by lengthening notes ever so slightly. But it's an important thing, I think, to do when you're learning a tune, to be able to sing it, get that melody in your head, and then use your voice to create the melodic effects that you want to do, or that you're taught to do. That's not just humor. Light music as well. A lot of the things we're going to talk about also apply to light music. That's a lesson for another day. So let's keep going here. Now we have another doubling. One other thing. When you see the score, you're going to see I left out a lot of cadences that are in the music. I just played this one, sang that one cadence at the very start. And that was a setting that my teacher, Jimmy McIntosh, played, that Bob Meldrum and John McDonald of Inverness played. Did you get it that way from Nicola Brown, right? So this is, again, handed down, you know, from these great teachers. And we feel it's very important to hold on to that teaching. So if you're ever to play McFarland's Gathering, you need to tell the judges, oh, I'm playing the Meldrum, John McDonald, Inverness setting. And they'll probably shake their head, oh, of course. But then have the music handy just in case it's with a different setting. You know, that happened to me once. I said I was playing a John McDonald setting of a Lament for Mary McLeod. And some people play a high A at the end of one of the variations. And I didn't play that high A. And I didn't win the prize, I got second because I didn't really play the John McDonald in the Inverness setting because of that one note. I don't think that was, you know, rubbish. But yeah, it's a good way to teach me a lesson. So, here we go with the Euler doubling. And again, lift that tempo a little bit. Keep the song in the thing. Do, re, mi, oh, I, oh, I. Helps him grasp what you're playing. It helps him keep it rather than just a jumble of notes being played over and over again, you can sort of follow along rhythmically with what you're playing. I think that's very important. I remember, this is in Texas, okay? Guy got up there, boom, 15 minutes, blah, 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 playing variations, blah, 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 blah. And they stopped for a minute, pretty much say, okay, now I'm going to really start. Well, when he stopped, everyone started clapping, thinking he just played his tune. You know, that's not what you want to portray in your pyramid. So now we go to the guitar-length singling and the guitar-length doubling. And the singling has cadences in it, where the doubling doesn't. And singling gets a certain tempo, like Malcolm had mentioned earlier, the doublings are a little bit faster. Do rabai ram rabai do rabai ilai han. Did that sound familiar? That little musical motif? See, it's that's the tune, that's the melody continuing through the tune. And that's very important when we're playing pure, is that we allow that melody, okay, that we began with in the ground, to be portrayed as we keep playing. Because it's a variation on the melody, right? So you want to continue to hear that melody go through. Repeat the line. Do, ra, dun. Well, I didn't even sing the whole line, so I'll sing the whole line and not repeat the line. It's probably the mulligan, you know, where you golf with your guitar. Da, ra, ra, dun.
Roveri, 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 da, ra, ra, ra.
Da ro li di ro la do ro la. And the crumble assembly. There's a real rhythm there, isn't there? A real nice flow back and forth. You know? And you don't, now this is where Malcolm said, and it's true, PR's easy. But it's not always easy to not allow it to be boring. Okay? And sometimes that's the difference between the good player and the great player, is keeping a tune alive all the way through. So you want to keep good rhythm in the tunes, especially with variations like that. Now we come to a Krumme Freybach variation. Same thing, you hear the exact same thing, but a little extra notes in there as you go forward with it. Do and do be on hand. Sorry. Do and do be on hand. And do be on hand. And do be yo ai ai han. Do and do be on hand. And do be on hand. And do yo ai. Just continues from there. And you get to your doubling, the cadence has come out. So now it's just the continual motion of this variation and its rhythm. Do and do e and 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 do e and and do. Duri anhando, duri ananda, duri anhando, duri ananda, duri anhando, duri ahanda, duri ahandi, duri ahando, duri ananda, duri ohedi, duri oelye, duri anhando, duri ohanda, duri ohelye. Dri o el e, dri anhando, dri anhando, dri anhandi, dri anhere, dri anhando, dri ohanda, dri anhanda, dri anhiri, dri ohando, dri ohaigo. Coming back to that ground, you know, I think from an audience perspective, it reminds them of what, how this began, how it ended, and it ties it all back together. You know, a nice little package. So. Okay, so that's McFarlane's Gathering. Okay, this next tune is not a tune I've played or heard, to be honest with you, but. Because I married one of these people, yes?
Sure.
Thanks.
Just yeah. I was just going to say, do you want to take a five minute break?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, we've been going after it for
an hour. I know your throat's.
I'm sorry about that. But yeah, we can go 5 minutes.
We'll take a bathroom break, coffee, tea, and biscuits, morning tea there. I'll open the packets up. These two boys go last.
Ha 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 ha.